Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
This is Heather Beckmaster for the Oklahoma Beef Council with a checkoff minute. The summer grilling season has kicked off, and with it, a new beef checkoff funded campaign featuring former football star Tony Romo as the official ambassador for the Beef It's What's for Dinner brand. Romo will urge consumers to, quote, make the right call with beef this summer. Tony will be featured across all media platforms from TV advertising to social media channels. You can expect to see him sharing his favorite recipes, grilling tips, and even a behind-the-scenes look into his personal passion for beef. So take it away, Tony.
Hey, everyone. It's Tony Romo, and I'm here to remind you that it's grilling season. And how do you make those summer cookouts extraordinary? With beef. Whether you're slow roasting ribs or throwing a couple of hamburgers on the grill, some top sirloin kebabs, or, wait, what was I saying again? Oh, yeah. Set your grilling season on fire this year with beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner. For more ideas, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
Well, there was anticipation cash might struggle again this week, and early indication is that assessment may be correct. There was some light trade which took place in the South, a dollar lower than last week yesterday. We didn't see any trade here in our part of the country. Early trade generally sets the stage for the week. Dress cattle could trade differently as more cash activity surfaces today. Even though slaughter pace continues to run strong, packers may not need to be very aggressive again this week. Hog traders are assessing how strong demand will remain as the interest rate will be raised again. Demand has been holding well with strong cutouts. Futures indicate traders feel it will not continue as there's a discount of $23.32 for October compared to August. That is a large spread, with the current market situation suggesting the market may not be that weak. Cutouts were down $1.05 yesterday. Packers were true to form yesterday with aggressive buying, which may continue again today. Well, firmer wheat prices overnight with gains at all three exchanges as contracts attempt to close higher for the second session in a row. As solid as Tuesday's gains felt, it is quite telling that the 30-40 cent rally barely registered on daily charts given the magnitude of the sell-off over the past couple of months. The rally was driven by growing skepticism in the recently signed Black Sea export agreement between Turkey, Russia, and Ukraine following the missile attacks on Odessa. Steady to slightly higher corn overnight, with the December corn taking out Tuesday's highs before easing. The gap left between Monday and Tuesday's session is noteworthy, driven by the adverse forecast of the Midwest, as well as concern the recently inked Black Sea export deal may not actually happen. Mixed trade in the soy complex overnight with soybean oil sharply higher, soybeans firmer, while meal chops to small losses. The story Tuesday was undoubtedly the rally in soy meal futures, as well as soybeans, which has been explained by several factors. We'll check the futures in a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. August live cattle down 87 cents, 136.87. October down 97, 142.37. August feeder cattle down 187, 177.42. September down 225, 180.42. August hogs down 25 cents, 116.97. Kansas City wheat, September up 37 and a quarter, 877. December up 37 and a half, 884 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, September up 33 and three quarters, 803 and three quarters. And December's up 33 and a half, 822. September corn up 17 cents, 597. December's up 17 cents, $6 and three quarters. August soybeans up 59 and three quarters, 1532 and three quarters. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.